Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the plague.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me? You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown. New season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Thanks, everybody. Welcome. Please have a seat. Welcome, one and all, ladies and gentlemen, to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. What a beautiful day. I don't know if you guys get it. What a beautiful day in New York. And I just want to reassure everyone watching that no one who works at my show saw 1 minute of it. We were inside in our dark, dirty rooms writing tonight's monologue. Please enjoy responsibly. Well, folks, the inevitable has inevited. Because after sweeping last night's primaries, Trump has locked up the nomination. Now, yes, I thoroughly agree. Nomination was not what I wanted to hear after the words Trump and locked up. Now, he wasn't. I get out. I got that out. Apparently. Of course, he wasn't alone. Last night, Joe Biden also locked up the Democratic nomination. So, we... A little slow on that one, I gotta say. So they're stepping back into the ring for a heavyweight rematch. It's like if Muhammad Ali fought Joe Frazier now. The American people. I'm so pretty. Howard, I'm so pretty. The American people will be faced with a nearly 8-month-long general election battle that has, in some ways, already been underway for several weeks. Several weeks? It feels a lot longer than that. Can we get a fact check? How long has it been?
It's been 84 years.
Thank you. Thank you. She was an intern when this started. She was a college intern when this campaign started. 2024 will also be the country's first presidential rematch in nearly 70 years when Dwight D. Eisenhower defeated Adlai Stevenson for the second time. Now, unfortunately for Stevenson, I Like Ike was just so much catchier than Adlai, I agree. I could have done it, actually. After sealing the nom, Biden released a slick video ending with a call to action that reads simply, let's go. See what you're going for, but without an exclamation mark, let's go seems less inspirational and more a spouse who's ready to leave the company party. Look, they're out of food, and I keep getting stuck talking to your boss. While Biden offered up a traditional and well-produced campaign video, the Trump team went with a different approach.
Hello, everyone. It's your favorite president speaking to you on a really great day of victory.
Spoken with all the enthusiasm of a man who woke up in the hallway of a Holiday Inn Express. What? Huh? Okay. Is the waffle bar still open? Now that the general election matchup is set, we can focus on the central policy issue of 2024. Which guy's brains no work good? Yesterday, down in D.C., the House GOP grilled special counsel Robert Hur to try to get him to testify that Biden is in cognitive decline. Of course, the Democrats tried to defend Biden and attempted to undercut the GOP's message with the help of this video of Trump being mentally feeble.
Viktor Orban. Did anyone ever hear of him? He's the leader of Turkey.
I like mosquitoes. It's called, like, up here, and it's called memory, and it's called other things.
So you don't remember saying you have one of the best memories?
I don't remember that.
Saudi Arabia and Russia will repeat Turk. Oh.
Trump did not like the video showing that he's losing the cognitive, so he went on Truth Social last night and played the get-out-of-reality card. Artificial intelligence was used by them against me in their videos of me. Can't do that, Joe. He is right. You can't do that. Even AI could not come up with, But these are definitely real, and I know that because we, here at The Late Show, every night cut together these same kind of montages. So let me just ask my footage department. The video we use, that's not AI, right?
No, they were totally real, Steve.
Thanks, Bill. Now, one thing that's very real is Trump's hush money trial, which is slated to start in just 2 weeks. Yesterday, Trump rolled out a nifty new legal strategy, informing the court that he'll argue he didn't commit any wrongdoing because his lawyers were involved in the incident. Yes, that's a little-known loophole. If there's a lawyer there, nothing is a crime. That's why Alan Dershowitz is allowed to run those profitable cockfights. But he keeps his underwear on. Now, there's an official term for my lawyer told me it was okay. It's called the advice of counsel defense. But according to Trump's team, their argument will not be a formal advice of counsel defense. No, it's more informal. They don't want to put a label on it. Your Honor, not to be cringe, but we're not doing the advice of counsel thing. It'll be more of a vibe check of counsel. No. You're DeLulu. Trump's DeLulu. Trump's lawyers are also asking... They're DeLulu fans. Also, Trump's lawyers are also asking to delay the hush money trial indefinitely until Trump's immunity claim in his election interference case is resolved. Because they say some of the evidence and the alleged acts in the hush money case overlap with his time in the White House and constitute official acts. How is that better? Yes, I torched a Build-A-Bear workshop, but before you judge me, keep in mind, when I bought the kerosene, I was president of the United States. Now, Trump needs... Shall we tell me? Thank you so much. Trump needs cash to pay all of his legal bills, and to get it, he has taken over the Republican National Committee. He recently replaced the RNC leadership with his cronies, including daughter-in-law and plastic surgery who's had some woman done, Lara Trump. Lara's credentials to run a major party organization include none. So, when she was nominated, she was introduced this way.
In a world where qualifications are often measured by titles and years of experience, we are reminded of a powerful truth. God does not call the qualified. He qualifies the called. Lara Trump is the embodiment of this truth.
Sure, Lara Trump may not be qualified. She may not have experience doing things, but she has done what no one thought possible. She married Eric Trump. So we are where we are. Way to go, God. Way to go. Now, once Lara was in charge, her team got right to work making the RNC great again by firing dozens of employees. That blindsided some longtime RNC staff, one of whom told reporters, gutting a committee just before the election seems insane. Insane? Really? Would an insane man say this?
Ba, 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 ba.
Damn you, AI! But... But Lara has a plan to replace all the experienced staff she just liquidated.
Right now, we have the first ever election integrity division at the RNC. If you want to volunteer as a poll watcher, poll worker, or a volunteer lawyer, because we want those as well.
I'm sorry, did you say volunteer lawyer? I think Rudy's ears just perked up. Pull me in, Lara. I work pro bono, also pro Bordeaux, pro Chardonnay, and pro Lo Mein. I just found in the dumpster. The box is still empty. Get back, raccoon. It's mine. Get back. That means it wasn't just staff of the RNC. The RNC is also cutting some of its initiatives, starting with ending the GOP minority outreach program. So sad. They were just about to identify a minority to reach out to. Now, one person who doesn't need a political party is independent candidate RFK Jr. He has been, yes, he's been in a bit of hot water, which is one of the reasons he looks parboiled. The other reason is that he has admitted to flying on Jeffrey Epstein's plane. Well, last week, a podcaster asked him about that, and his explanation was refreshingly disturbing.
You know, yeah, I'm in New York for most of my life.
Yeah.
So, and you run into everybody in New York. I mean, I knew Harvey Weinstein. I knew Roger Ailes. I knew O.J. Simpson came to my house. Yeah. Bill Cosby came to my house.
I mean, you got to understand. No, folks, you got to understand. R. Kelly is my roommate. I'm pen pals. I'm pen pals with Danny Masterson. My groomsmen were Kevin Spacey, Armie Hammer, and the Son of Sam. I once had dinner with Jeffrey Dahmer, and I knew it was people. What can I say? I live in New York. Now, RFK is not the only RFK fans. That's his constituency. RFK Jr. is not letting the controversy slow him down one bit. Yesterday, we learned that he is reportedly considering Aaron Rodgers for Veep. Now, that is a risky move to pick Rodgers, because if we've learned one thing, it's that the minute he starts running, he's going to snap his Achilles. But philosophically, I think it's a good match philosophically, because like his buddy RFK Jr., Rodgers is anti-vax. But that's not all he would bring to the ticket. He's also known for talking about pooping in the dark at an isolation retreat, touting the healing powers of dolphins' mating sounds, and advocating for psychedelics and ayahuasca. Now, this would not be the first presidential ticket to embrace psychotropic drugs. I mean, who can forget William Henry Harrison's 1840 campaign, Trippy Canoe and Spiders? Ah! Rodgers, there's no actual spiders. Rodgers, she's not the only contender, right? Rodgers isn't the only contender. Bobby Jr. is evidently also considering former Minnesota governor and Frankenstein at a fish concert, Jesse Ventura. No final decision yet, but RFK Jr. did confirm that both men are at the top of his list. And I think I can guess the rest of that list.
Harvey Weinstein, O.J. Simpson, Bill Cosby.
We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, Paul Rudd.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Welcome back, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, my first guest tonight is an actor you know from This Is 40, Ant-Man, and Ghostbusters Afterlife. Please welcome back to The Late Show, my friend and yours, Mr. Paul Rudd. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you.
We've got a lot to talk about, but we could just sit here, too, because you're pleasant company. And they say if you can find a friend you can be quiet with, hold on to that person.
I'm so happy you feel that way. I feel that way about you. We could just sit and just be in each other's company, not even talk for this entire segment.
Who cares what movie you're here to promote?
Just read a book and...
I do want to talk about one thing, though, before we get all quiet together.
Okay.
And that is, the last time you were here, you may not remember because it's been a minute. Last time you were here, it was the day that you were named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive.
That's right.
And since then...
Not anymore.
No. Well, how does it feel to return to merely being a man alive?
Just a man.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm just alive now.
Yeah, exactly.
And,
yeah.
It doesn't feel much different.
Okay. I'm not saying you're devoid of sexy.
I don't know. I don't think I was really warranted the award in the first place.
Hey.
But
look.
No, no, no. No,
no, no.
No, no.
Come on.
But also,
it's People Magazine.
Let me just say though. Recently, I saw a picture of Patrick Dempsey.
Well, I
McDreamy.
Thought you might.
Oh, you got one?
Okay, this is the reigning sexiest man alive.
Now that I get.
Yeah.
A kind of shock of silver. Yeah.
When I look at
guy.
This, yeah, I get what you're saying.
And then.
Yeah. I think we need to put in the dipstick and check your sex level. You might be a quart low.
I'm more than a quart low.
Okay.
Yeah.
Longtime Kansas City Chiefs fan over here. This fella. OG. Okay. Wow. OG, like not waiting. Not
yeah,
back
no,
when they weren't winning.
No, back like Steve Fuller. Huh? Yeah. Those
100%.
Days. Yeah, no, they're my entire childhood, everything. It's weird. You know, it used to be people would say, are you a football fan? I'd say, yes, what's your team? And I'd say the Kansas City Chiefs, and they would just go, aw, that's cute. It's a strange sensation. I think any Chiefs fan will be able to, would say the same thing.
Well, second consecutive Super Bowl win. Was it as exciting the second time?
Yeah, it's unreal.
Did you go?
I went, but it was exciting. It's exciting when you win. It's awful watching it. I don't think it's an enjoyable experience at all.
To be there, you don't
nope.
like get a contact high or anything.
No,
like that?
It's just I don't talk to anybody. I go with my son, who's equally as passionate about the team as I am.
You don't talk to your son about it?
We just we look at each other, we go, oh, and we get so mad, and then we hug and high five throughout the game, but we don't say much. We sit on the edge of our seats. Basically, it's an awful feeling until hopefully elation.
Right. Well, that's some of the best fathering, just rage and fear.
That's it.
And silence.
I got two gears. Rage and fear.
Mm-hmm. Are you
sexy once upon a time.
Yes. Are you superstitious? Because some people...
I'm so superstitious. It's so dumb.
Like, what do? Do you like have to wear, like, I have to wear my hat sideways.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, it gets even worse. I was sitting, like, we're watching the game, my kid and I, and I took a sip of a water bottle and I put it down on the ground, and then we wound up scoring, and I'm like, I'm not touching that bottle again, and it has to face out a certain way. It's all stupid. But
there's medicine for that now, by the way.
I know.
I think they advertise on the show.
Are you a sports fan?
I play a little hacky sack.
You hacky?
I sack. Yeah, we call ourselves sackers.
You're a sacker.
I'm a sack man.
You're a sacker.
Yeah, yeah, I'm a sacker.
I didn't have you
yeah,
as a
you never serve yourself. And you don't apologize. you sack it up?
You know what? I've sacked.
Yes. I would love to see your sack someday. Your sack handling is what I'm looking for.
Yeah. Oh, man.
No, I don't
know.
Really follow
I will
the
show you my sack whenever you want to see it.
Thank you very much. Let me ask you about your sack.
Please.
Sexy?
Not so much. A little hacky.
We have to take a quick break, but don't go nowhere. We'll be right back with more Paul Rudd, everybody. Stick around.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
Hey everybody, we're back with one of the stars of Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, Sir Paul Rudd. You went to Taylor Swift, you know, because you got all these new fans this year for Casey because, you know, all the Swifties came over too. Yeah. Do you welcome them or you're like, you're only here, absolutely, you're here for the wrong reasons?
No. It's again, it's strange that all of a sudden all eyes are on the Chiefs. It's also weird because it's like now people, I was surprised there were that many cheers because people don't like them now because they win. And, it's like the only thing there is that your goal, in a way, is to become hated, right? Because everyone hates it when you win, which I understand.
Wow.
But no, it was like this whole thing is very, it's very exciting, I think, for, you know, I see those stories about the dads and their daughters and their interest in watching the games together. And I get all choked up watching it. And I have a daughter. She's into it. My daughter, by the way, is also, like my son, and we has grown up a Chiefs fanatic, and she loves Taylor Swift. But when that first started, you know, it was like my daughter said, well, I wonder how many of these new Swifties are going to be able to talk about DiCaprio Boodle. And I said, none of them, but you can. He was on our practice squad for a while.
How old is your daughter? May I ask how old your daughter
14.
Is? 14. When my daughter was 14, I took her to the Grammys, and she met Taylor Swift. And Taylor was so nice to her that to this day, I would murder for her if she wanted me to.
Yeah.
Because she was nice to my 14-year-old. She said, pretty girl. I'm like, whatever you want, my queen, I will
murder. By the way, and I went to that show, and it was incredible. And I was so
the Eras tour.
Yes, and I was so knocked out by how there was like a stadium filled with 80,000 people, whatever it was. And I just thought there's so much support and love and positivity. And to feel that kind of, that feeling with that many people, normally it's the opposite feeling. Mm-hmm. You know, it gets pretty rough, and that's the Super Bowl. There's a lot of screaming and fans fighting each other. Yeah. There, it was pure love and support. It was incredible. And I was, she did it all.
You met a fan of yours there.
At
the Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
At the Taylor Swift concert, you met a fan of yours right there named Claude. Tell me about Claude.
Yeah, Claude. Claude is a musician.
Yeah.
And that Phoebe Bridgers was also performing with Taylor Swift, and Claude is a musician that I believe their album is on Phoebe's label. And so I met Claude, and Claude, I wasn't familiar with Claude, but Claude told me that on their album they had a song called Paul Rudd. And then Claude said that we're going to film a video in like 2 weeks. Do you want to come by? So I said, sure.
Wow.
And then I got to be in the video.
And we have it. Jim?
Oh. Claude.
Yeah.
Oh, it's your birthday.
No, well, it's from my girlfriend. Just a gift.
You have a girlfriend?
Yeah. She's the best.
I wish I had a girlfriend. I just have a ferret.
You're a really good musician.
Thanks.
You're a really good musician.
By the way, Claude is an amazing musician, and that song rocks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. That was another added bonus.
There you go. Well, now you got the new movie. You got Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And brings back most of the original Ghostbusters, including Annie Potts. I understand you got to use some of the iconic props from the original, or the OG Ghostbusters there, including the car Ecto-1.
Yeah.
How's she drive?
Cumbersome. But you know what? Like, not bad. Not bad for a car that's been around a while, because I think there's not a lot of them. I think that it was from the original.
Like, sure. You know, it was old then.
It was old then, yeah. The thing that's so crazy about it is that it's all of the things inside of it and all like the proton packs and the things in the car, they all look like they would work. They all seem like they're heavy and there's wires everywhere. And it seems like, yeah, I believe that this would be able to catch some ghosts. And driving it was a thrill.
We have a clip here It's you and the great Carrie Coon
okay.
in this. Okay.
Great.
Do we need to set this up?
It's from Ghostbusters.
Come on, dude. Stay and fight for this place. We can't leave. I mean, there's something strange in the neighborhood. Who are they gonna call? If there's something weird and it don't look good. Who are you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
Well, I'm sorry, what was that?
Ghostbusters.
This is the home of the Ghostbusters. We're the Ghostbusters. Can I tell you something else?
It's important. What?
Busted makes me feel good.
No.
It makes.
Get out.
I suppose I could have set it up better.
Ghostbusters Frozen Empire is in theaters March 22nd. It's Mr. Paul Rudd, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more. And Late Show Pod Show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests from creators to cast to superfans to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.